This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You know, last week, Tammy, people crashed our website. We had so many visitors there.
Cool. What?
So we had to make sure this week that it's definitely up and running and ready for a lot of people to go to it. So that DougHaldeman.com seems to be a popular site right now.
That's cool. Great news, guys.
Yeah, it is great news.
Good afternoon. So, how are you guys?
I'm doing fantastic.
And how are the children? That's the main question.
We survived Halloween.
Yeah, survived good. Halloween.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's been very good.
Everything good? Cool.
Yeah, very busy week. So
you all are blessed.
Yeah, we appreciate that. So
right,
here with Tom Turbrock, our producer.
Good afternoon.
Also here with my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, glad you guys are here. Had a very busy week. I know the economy, it takes a couple steps forward, a couple steps back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I heard the economy is so bad that the mafia is now laying off judges.
Ba-dum-bum.
All yeah. right, Joe. Yeah. That's good, though. That's pretty darn good.
That's good that they're laying off judges.
Hate to tell you, you're gone. Sure.
Yeah, I heard
beautiful.
Forget about it.
Yeah, Motel 6 isn't going to leave the light on anymore.
Love it.
Yeah, that's when
time's up for them.
We need the chimes.
Well, let's jump right into this because we have some real estate related stuff here.
I think we
need to talk about. And Tammy, you've helped compile this list here. And
I probably could make this list longer, but for right now, it's seven things sellers try to hide when you're trying to buy a house.
And you moved around so much growing up. You and your family had 18 houses when you were growing up.
Yes,
and you've had several in your adult life.
Yeah,
I definitely moved around a lot as a kid. Although I didn't, I was probably the one trying to hide stuff when I was a kid.
I would imagine so. Half the stories I hear.
All right, so let's jump into this. What's your first thing sellers try to hide?
Yeah, sure. The first one is leaks. This is, you know, one thing I remember. My dad was, let me back up a little bit, because dad was a home aficionado.
Right.
Because we ended up being home inspectors, too. So we did everything. So one of the things we noticed was just like a real fresh coat of circle paint up on top in the ceiling.
Right, when somebody has fresh kills on the stain, is it fresh or is it?
It didn't smell like it, but then when Dad put his finger up to the ceiling, because my dad's 6'3", so his reach, he's pretty tall.
He's pressing the ceiling a little bit, and finger goes right through it?
And his finger went right through. Ooh. So, you know, that's a problem. So be aware of those little things.
All right, well, I like number two on the list here is pests.
And it's not about kids.
Right. Well, so everybody in St. Louis seems to have heard about the Whitmore house with, what was it, about 5,000 or 6,000 brown recluses.
We could inflate that number, but there is a lot of spiders.
Well, that was the official total. I think this was between 4,500 and 6,000 brown recluses.
I would have hated to be the one to count it all.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, sure. Well, taking the census wouldn't have been fun in that group.
No.
I don't know how you hide spiders like that, though, that many.
Well, they're going to hide in the walls.
They had the whole home. Yeah.
But the seller, I don't know if the seller purposely hid them, except they weren't in the seller disclosure, that's for sure.
Right.
So I'd say the seller was hiding pests in that instance.
One thing, too, to watch out for, maybe not so much right now at this time of year, but termites is another thing to really pay attention for, especially if you're buying a cedar-sided home or a wood lap panel home. You need to really look at that and take some precaution
there. Even a lot of people that get a home inspection don't also do a termite inspection.
Right. That's
so
true.
It's a good idea to do it. I was shocked when I bought a house that had a lot of previous termite damage. They didn't have active termites, but I would have had no idea where to look.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the pros with that, number three on your list, you're going to have to explain this one.
All right. The emotional defects of a home. So,
Tom, have you ever had a home with emotional defects?
Only a woman would come up with this, right?
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, guy's not going to put that one on the list here.
It's not exactly what you think, but it could be emotional. It's if someone has been murdered at the home.
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Maybe if it's haunted since Halloween just happened. legally, you have to disclose that.
And that is a tough one because haunted is a matter of opinion.
Right.
And I just had just closed a loan for two doctor clients that bought a house 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I was asking them, how has your house been? And this is a Central West End house, 120-year-old home, beautiful mm-hmm. home, big three-story house. It was haunted. Okay. And these are two doctors. So this is they're a very
Logic.
Credible.
Right.
They're a very credible
Logical.
Group.
Right.
And they had to have a priest come in and do an exorcism Whoa. On their house.
Whoa.
Certainly wasn't disclosed to them.
Right. Right. So
I would have moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a list of all kinds of crazy things that were going on, like the temperature swings.
Don't scare me now.
And
right.
they had a baby, and on the baby monitor, they had a video and audio
all right.
monitor.
Okay, that's scary. I want to sleep tonight.
Yeah, all right, we'll move on from that. Number four on your list.
Issues with the roof or foundation. Now these can be hidden. Mainly, if you go downstairs and you smell like a musty, moldy smell, that's a big clue. But sometimes those room fresheners or, you know, that spick and span cleaner all of a sudden is being used, or you see the plug-ins, those are all things that you need to kind of be thinking about and really start looking at the different areas. And outside, and this is where Stephen Burton would be a good one.
Right. Yeah,
to talk to.
Seeing how the water's draining outside.
Right, right. And the way the landscaping is, if you see some fresh landscaping, it may not just be to freshen up the front of the house. It could be hiding something.
Well, so here's something when it comes to the foundation. Okay, frequently when the water's not draining well, then if you have a house that has a sump pump, mm-hmm. then that sump pump's always running. And mm-hmm. you know, it may be running because they're not draining the water properly, but that's not something they're going to disclose.
They should.
When you're in the house mm-hmm. actually listening for how often you hear that sump pump kick on, mm-hmm. that's a pretty important thing to listen
yeah,
for.
Definitely.
So that's, you know, that's issues with the roof or foundation mm-hmm, was number
right,
four.
Right.
And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the seven things that sellers end up trying to hide.
Right.
So buyer beware on this. Right. Caveat emptor is Latin for buyer beware.
Right. Well, let's do it. Number five, age of the system. So what that means is not how old the homeowner is. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about like the furnace and the air conditioner.
Right,
And
the hot water heater.
Just the attic fan even. That's
Yeah, so Tom, you live in mm-hmm. you probably live in an older home since you live in
South 100
City.
Plus, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
So are the systems very old or have you had them replaced?
We had to replace them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's all new now, so
Right.
knock on wood, but yes, we did, Doug. All
right.
three of them.
Right.
Well, and you may have a furnace that's on its last leg, and
it was,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody's still limping along.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy that house, and now you just had to come up with down payment money, moving costs, and now you also have to come up with a bunch of money to start fixing systems.
That's what we, yeah,
you just want to make sure that you have your eyes wide open.
Right.
Plus, tell the folks that if you do have an old system, that costs you dough.
Right, it does.
Get a new one.
Right.
In there, because that helped us. Once we had
right.
the new one in, we saw how. Horribly
inefficient. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, number five, age of the systems. Number six,
carpet stains. Now,
yes,
you
this,
had a personal experience
this
with this.
Yeah, carpet stains. What do you
Listen
think
up,
of when,
folks.
Yeah, so, when you think of carpet stains, a lot of different things could do this.
Sodium stuff, but you have a whole another story.
Well, okay, so it would say carpet stains, really just floor stains, because it could, you see a lot of stains in hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the number one reason why I see stains in floors is from pets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you go into property. So
mm-hmm.
the one time in my life when I bought what I thought was my dream house,
wow.
overbought. Okay, so I'm already stretching myself beyond what I should have bought at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They had like three cats, and it had this huge basement, 3,000 square feet finished just in the basement.
Whoa.
Okay. It was a really big house. And when you buy a house in this price range, you think, okay, it should be pretty darn
you don't
nice.
Have to worry.
And they had three cats, and you could smell a little cat odor, but I thought, you know, it was probably just litter box.
Once they leave.
The odor would leave with the cats.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Big mistake. Because the carpet in this basement wasn't that old. It was really expensive carpet. And when they left, the odor didn't leave with them. And here was my valuable lesson. So anybody that's buying a house, and this, you know, wintertime's the best time of the year to do this.
This
because
is
it,
big,
gets, it gets dark early.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a black light in. If you think they're, when you bring a black light in there in the dark, every type of bodily fluid will show up.
Cool.
And it will... unfortunately, you may not want to buy any house if you do that, because
sure.
they're going to show up.
Well, like, absolutely, man.
But at least you'll know. I spent about 80 hours trying to clean that carpet because I was hoping I could get the smell out.
And it didn't.
Would not go out. I had to rip it all out.
Oh,
and that was, it was very, very expensive.
Wow.
Big, big mistake. So that's one. Seller certainly did not disclose that to us.
All right. So number 7, holes in the wall.
Sellers would try to hide that?
Mm-hmm. Especially in a teenage boy's room.
Yeah,
just take a look behind the posters.
Yeah, so when we think of camouflage, we think of like army fatigues, but there's the type of camouflage that somebody would use to hide a hole in a wall.
You guys probably had Farrah Fawcett posters.
I did, right? Back in the day. Yes, I did.
The Farrah. I know.
I had Leif Garrett. You
there
know,
you go.
That's
I had Kiss posters.
We're about to
cover
say.
My hair.
I had that.
I had him
too,
even covering the ceiling.
Farrah was there,
Sean
too.
Cassidy. That was my. That was the other one, man.
We are showing our age, folks.
Yes, we are dating ourselves a little bit.
Kids are like, who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you do about that? Well, I think when you're inspecting a house, take a peek behind. Take a peek behind each picture. Take a peek behind the posters.
It doesn't hurt. This is a home you're going to buy, so it's okay.
Here's a funny thing about that is I guarantee there are a lot of houses that get sold and the parents don't know there's a hole in the wall because the kids hit it from
them. Because they put the poster up.
The kids hit it from them.
That's
and it's
why
not
it's there.
That's
sure.
exactly why it's there.
Absolutely.
I want it right there, Dad. Don't move
right.
it.
Well, buyer beware. The 7 things that sellers try to hide, we're going to make sure we put this on the website. So if you want to download this list so that you can make sure that you don't get surprised the next time you try to buy a home, then just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com and look for the things that sellers hide when they sell a home. So coming up, with life insurance, you hear majorly conflicting advice. Buy term and invest the difference, or buy permanent insurance. Well, insurance expert Toby Trinidu from American National will join us to shatter the life insurance myths. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.